on Doc.
And this mess stinking.
When we ain't chilling up in the bricks in the chalet, we chilling out here in Montreal.
On CKUT.
Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM. Gone.
It is that time of year again. It is that festive time. It is that holiday time. Some people celebrate Hanukkah. Some people celebrate Christmas. Some people don't celebrate at all. But for those who are more culturally inclined, we celebrate Kwanzaa. Today, we are going to deep dive with our brother Seti. We have the Empower Hour Junior host with us as well. And we're going to really break it down for you guys. What is Kwanzaa? What does it mean for us? Why we celebrate it? And what is that whole vibe about today on the Empower Hour?
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
I am so grateful to life. I'm so grateful to God, our creator. I'm so grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be on here today. And I ask that today's episode, peoples, let it be uplifting, let it be entertaining, let it be fun. Most importantly, let it be empowering for every one of our listeners. And we're sending out that spirit of love, that spirit of light, that spirit of unity, that spirit of strength, great health, wealth, and peace to each and every one of our listeners. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe, ashe.
Did you hear me singing at the end? That ashe is because of the episode with Jen last week. Ashe. And big shout out to our listeners who support the Empower Hour. We appreciate you. Thank you for all the positive feedback that we get from you guys. It's very encouraging and just helps us continue doing what we're doing. It gives us our guys on diet. We have a special for you guys today, right? We're talking Kwanzaa. We're going into the details of what Kwanzaa is about. We're starting off with the junior hosts. They're back. They came on to bless us to talk about their perspective on Kwanzaa. And then after that, we're going to deep dive with our brother Seti from Afrocentricity. Afrocentricity. All right, that's the name of his organization, but he deep dives about what Kwanzaa is and the details about Kwanzaa. So that's going to be dope. And I almost forgot, as I'm dragging on a round table here. Yo, have you guys seen Avatar 2 yet? Okay, I went to watch it because now it's all coming back to me because I was blessed to be able to go with a bunch of my nieces and nephews, Iola, Jabari, Johans, Nefertari, Jaira, and April. So that's a whole handful of my nieces and nephews, plus my own children, Phenomenal, Huey, were present. And we went with Shiata. We went to go see Avatar 2. One side, the movie's mad long, super drawn out, and borderline boring. Flip side, very symbolic. Maybe, again, disclaimer, not to advertise shrooms, but it might seem like something you might want to watch on it. It's very, very, very... It's deep, and it shows connections with the earth. It shows connections, like our connections with nature, with each other, and those kind of things. It's very deep, you know, but it's just my expectations. I just were very high. I expected more, especially from such a long movie. I thought we were going to be going different places. That wasn't necessarily the case. It did seem like a little bit of a cultural appropriation as well. Seems like James Cameron is just having a good time just telling the Black story and how white people like to take advantage of us.
Oh, but wait. Actually, I'm sorry to interject, but there was talks about cultural appropriation. Again, I didn't see the movie, but there's a head of the Aboriginal, or an Aboriginal head in California, who is stating that it was a cultural appropriation of the Native Americans, Aboriginals.
Yes, I could see that. I could definitely see that. But I think it's a part appropriation of Native stuff and an appropriation of Black stuff mushed together, taking all our stuff. And just really show it's messed up because they really portray the white man as just, you know, the colonizer coming to just mash up whatever they put their hands on. Again, I don't know. Like, this, I'm not here to advertise it. This is kind of like an anti-advertising. You might just want to wait till you can see it for free and watch it at home. You know, if you already signed up to Netflix, just give it a couple of months. It'll be on there. I don't know. That's my two cents on it. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys with a little musical snip before we go into our break. But stay tuned. We're going to dive in when we come back. And in the meantime, you guys enjoy this quick little...
Yes, beautiful people, that is the sounds of one of the West Can Junior drummers, like we had said. So, we are back. As you guys know, this is Parley with the People, and we have a special, like we had discussed at the beginning of the show. We have the Empower Hour Junior team back with us.
Hey, hey. Shots.
Yes, the year has went by very quickly, I have to say.
Yeah.
Right. And I know, like, so we said we'd give you guys some time, because there's a lot going on in the world, so we didn't want to impose, like, you know, you guys having to come to the radio, juggle everything happening in with school and with happening in the world. But definitely next year, people are going to be expecting to hear you guys more back on.
Like the Kwanzaa celebration.
And you know what? Thank you, Nzinga, because this is a perfect segue for us. Because I thought it was great to have you guys on today, because it is holiday time. Last episode, we were discussing just about Christmas and different things like that and what it meant to people. But we have a cultural celebration that we do. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. But so first, let's hear you guys' perspective. First of all, when we talk about Christmas, when we talk about the holidays, what comes to you guys' mind? What's you guys' perspective on it? And then we'll talk about what you guys think about Kwanzaa.
Okay. Well, I'll start. Mm-hmm. So my perspective on Christmas, well, I just see it as kind of just another holiday kind of thing, like just like St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. It's something that we celebrate it kind of thing, but it's not something that I necessarily like take in as much as I do with Kwanzaa. It's not that like I hate Christmas, like it's just that for me, like, because the whole concept of like telling children that some man is coming down your chimney and putting presents in your house, like I just feel like that just doesn't resonate with me. So
you're not feeling it?
Yeah, just, it's and yeah, but I feel like it's just another holiday where family comes together. They eat, share conversation. And just kind of like a coming together, like a reason to come together and celebrate as family.
Okay, that's a cool perspective. Drinks. Cool, Ben.
Yeah. My perspective on like Christmas is just like as Hughie said, it's a regular holiday, like Valentine's Day and stuff. We don't necessarily celebrate. Well, yes, we celebrate Christmas with our grandmother because she's a Christian. So, And
as a Christian.
Yeah, as a Christian?
Yeah,
as a Christian, right.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Good observation, Fan. That went right over my head. And Fan, stop playing with that because you're going to hear it on the mic. Yes. Go ahead.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you're saying, so we celebrate because now, actually, no, Medra and Nana, celebrate. And it's funny because it's like, I do find that it is something that's supposed to for the children, but it does seem like it's a lot of the older generation that keep up the tradition.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a very cool observation.
Yeah. Like, I like the whole concept of Christmas and stuff, like giving gifts and stuff, spending time with your family. It's basically just like Kwanzaa, but except with Kwanzaa, there's more principles and stuff. And like
more meaning behind the gifts.
I just don't get the whole Santa Claus thing.
Right.
Like, this is, you said, a big fat white man coming down your chimney.
Right.
It's just, it's not giving, you know?
I dig. Now, if you have a perspective on it.
Okay, well, me personally, I kind of like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the vibe that Christmas gives to the environment, you know? I like the peppermint vibe, you know? That's what I like about Christmas. And, like, I like the tradition of it.
Okay.
Like, our grandmother, she makes, pastels and stuff?
Right.
Yes. Around Christmas, I like those.
Right.
I just like the traditional vibe, you
That's
know?
That's it, right.
I like having to go, like, it was either I would go over to you guys' house in the morning, or I'd sleep over there at Christmas Eve and wake up there. See, it's just a nice,
That's
it's a nice
that, vibe. That is true, that Christmas tradition. I like that. That is a very good point. We don't really do much Christmas treeing at our house anymore either, but, you know, that sometimes, like, people enjoy that. Also the smell of the pine tree and you know, like that kind of vibe from decorating the tree. Mm-hmm. So, Nzinga, what is your perspective? What's your thoughts on Christmas?
So, Christmas is a special celebration. We celebrate with all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Even my Auntie Chantal, who just moved to Ghana.
True.
They celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this whole Santa Claus thing is phenomenal. Says, first I thought Santa Claus was real until I heard he wasn't.
Right.
Yes.
And he said, an old fat.
Oh, Jesus.
Naked white man.
What color is Santa Claus's clothes? Exactly. So he's definitely not naked. Oh my gosh. I don't know where she got this idea. But yeah, so okay. So
like running down the chimney for a boil of hot water.
Right. Okay. In certain cases, yes, there's boiling hot water at the end of people's chimneys. I don't know why or how. But yes, but the whole idea is that the story is that there's a man that comes down your chimney and brings presents, but we know that there's more to it, and that's just not the reality, right? And that it's something, because we've always kept it 100 with the children. So you know, just the whole idea of keeping this the story of, you know, Santa Claus coming out of the chimney just didn't resonate with us when we had Huey or Adonijah. So we let them know from early on that wasn't happening. Same with the Tooth Fairy. We let you guys know what time it was.
And I tried to hang on to the Tooth Fairy because I remember when I was younger, I would lose so many teeth, and then I'd be like, okay, yeah, the Tooth Fairy's coming. And then I'd be like, no, it's not. I'm like, no, it is. Like, how do I get this? Oh, how do I get the money? We give it to you. No. Stop.
But sometimes parents, you have to pull the Band-Aid off with the children. Just pull it off right away, let them know, because just the idea of just like keeping this lie going, how weird would it have been if you came to realize later in life, and wouldn't it have been like, yo, so you guys have been lying to us this whole time? Guys, you guys know I'm to my word. I keep 100. So let's dive in, and after this we will have an opportunity, guys, to deep dive with our brother Seti, who's going to explain to the community really what is Kwanzaa and different things like that and the principles. But I would like you guys' perspective. So we've introduced you guys to Kwanzaa as our cultural celebration in lieu of Christmas. We still do a kind of like Christmas at the house still, but we put more emphasis on the Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. So in you guys' perspective or opinions, talk about Kwanzaa. What do you think about Kwanzaa?
Okay, well, when I think of Kwanzaa, I think of us all, like, coming together and celebrating the different principles, like, the seven principles.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Kwanzaa because, like, with the gifts that we would do or the games that we would play on Kwanzaa, like, on the day of the principle,
mm-hmm.
it would relate to, like, the principle and what lesson we're learning for that day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, the first principle, Umoja, And it represents unity. Like, we would play games that we all play together, games that we have to use teamwork. And then, like, whatever gift that you guys give us, like, we would have to come together and think about a gift that we would want. Mm-hmm. So, like, just those type of things, I feel like that's how I think of Kwanzaa.
Good. I like that.
I like Kwanzaa. Because aside from, like, other than Christmas, it has, like, principles and stuff, like things that you could actually learn from it. I like how it's for 7 days, so gifts every day.
Gifts every day. Sometimes.
Well, wait, we do something every day. You guys get little trinkets every day.
Jesus.
Every day is like a life lesson. Because there's always lessons, like, even in the presents, even in, like, the games that we play.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like, unity, I think we did something with, like, an arm crossing around the hall.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had to kind of lean on each other.
That
was cool. Activity. Yeah, nice. Okay. And Neff, what's your thoughts on Kwanzaa?
I like Kwanzaa. You know, I like the candles. You know, once again, the tradition of it.
Exactly.
You know, that every year we come together, the candles and whatnot. That really, I like that.
Yeah.
And but I feel like these days, after Aunt Chantel and Uncle Nate moved to Ghana with Aunt Lincoln, I feel like the tradition and the everybody in one house together at an evening. Gone.
It's a little different.
It's not the same.
They do join us on Zoom.
Yeah.
But it is different because also even the time of day.
Yeah.
Because to accommodate them in Ghana, we have to do it like way earlier. If not, it's super late for them if we did it at night. So yeah. So we are adjusting. But again, because we're family, right? And these are one of the principles in terms of just coming together and working together and being creative. You know. So this is what Kwanzaa is.
Yeah.
But good. Thank you, Nephi, for sharing. So in Nzinga. What is your thoughts on Kwanzaa?
My Kwanzaa thoughts is that we get to show all the family, and we get to meet each and other to make a little bit of more friends. And
true, you get to meet different people. That's very true too.
Yeah, and Kwanzaa we celebrate it, and we can hold our favorite candles. And like you said, I can only open the boots on Christmas. But
yes. Oh my gosh, Nzinga's spilling all the tea. We did get her a pair of boots that she was supposed to be part of her Kwanzaa gifts, because that is what, like Fun was saying, we do get a bunch of different little gifts that we give throughout the week. But the boots are just so dope, she had to wear them now. So we took them out the box early. But yes, thanks Nzinga for sharing that with you. So you guys know, so we're having a Kwanzaa event coming up, where basically, so it's the OFC, WestCan, and Afrocentricity. We're coming together to host an activity, an event. Now, you guys have been doing a lot. You guys have been performing a lot. You guys have been doing a lot of presentations. What's the experience like for you guys? Because for sure you guys are going to be there you guys are going to drum and dance at this at the celebration. So what is it like for you guys? And anybody who wants to give your perspective, you can. But just as being a performing family and for presenting the culture, what do you guys think about that? How you guys feel about it?
Well, when it comes to like performing and stuff like that, because like it's a cool experience, because I like that we're able to do this at like a young age, that we're able to like have this type of experience under our belt, to be able to perform in front of any like audience on any stage, and just to be comfortable with it since we've been doing it for so long. And it's nice to be able to do it with all our cousins, our siblings, and it's fun to do it every time.
You guys are kind of like a Afro-Caribbean Jackson family.
Of course, that's us. It's a cool experience for us to all come together and spend time with each other.
That is very cool. Other thoughts?
I like performing with everybody, WestCan and stuff. I like that we have like this group. And it's kind of, even though some of us like are not blood family members, it still feels like we're family, kind of like. We share things. We have parties together, like game nights and stuff. And I like just like showing people like the Afro-Caribbean style of dancing and stuff. And like when we go to shows, they're like, oh my gosh, whoa, that's so cool. Look at their costumes, all the colors. So yeah, I like that.
Is it ever too much pressure?
Only when we have to wake up at like really early in the morning to go places. That's
Nephi, do you want to share your experience?
Well, like they said, you know, I like going places with them. I like, because we've traveled a lot around Canada with this performances that we do. I like being, you know, a family together, you know, hanging out with my cousins, doing shows and stuff. But the only, like, to the pressure thing that you said, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, you know? Like, I know what I'm doing when I'm dancing, but, like, right before, like, the 5 seconds before I go on stage, that's always when I'm the most nervous. That's when I'm like, oh, my gosh, what if I, like, make a mistake? But then I get into the dance, and then I know I'm fine, you know?
And then that's why they make you guys practice, practice, and practice on top of those practices. So that even if you guys are, you know, nervous, whatever the case, is going to come out automatically because you guys have practiced it so much. So, Nzinga, what are your thoughts on being a performer?
My performer thing is that we get to share all our performance to different families, and they're like Nephi said, you look at those patterns and costume stuff.
Yes, what do you think about dressing up?
The dressing up stuff is kind of cool, like, the time I had to be a cop, I was like, oh, I don't know how to be a cop. I'm just a child.
Because Nzinga also took part in another performance with it was a seniors group. The name is slipping my mind right now, but there's a seniors group that also that West Guyana works with as well. And Nzinga had to be the security officer or the police guard in the play that they did. Yes.
Big things.
Yeah. Man, the name of the group is slipping my mind.
Is it USBCA? It's not USBCA.
No, it's the for senior aging. It's, I know it's slipping my mind right now, but anyway, shout out to you guys. I think Cynthia runs that group or is a part of the group. But yes, no, and actually, so. As we're talking costumes, we're talking outfits. So you guys do have some I see some African drip on. So first, give us our shout out to Uncle Nate and Auntie Chantel, Kayan and Naila, who are in Ghana, and they made it a point to send us a special package with some new African drip. So what do you guys think about your head ties, dresses, jackets? Dashikis. Well, I'm wearing one of my dashikis. But what do you guys think? Because this is our culture. Like it's not conventional. Right? We're not wearing, you know, the conventional outfits, so to speak. So what are you guys' thoughts in terms of how our culture portrays fashion?
Well, I feel like it's very different because I remember getting this jacket from Auntie Chantel and Uncle Nate. I don't think they gave it to me while they were in Ghana. This was, like, before. And I really like it because I like how it's different. Like, it stands out from anything that anyone else would wear. Because, like, even, like, I would wear this same jacket to school sometimes. And it's, like, a lot of people, they wear, like, kind of the same type of clothing. When then they see this and it's, like, everyone's, like, oh, my gosh. It's, like, that jacket's so amazing. Cause,
it just stands right up.
Like, it just pops out and it really shows, like, my culture. And I'm able to say that, yes, this jacket came from Ghana. I got it from my aunt and my uncle. So it really just, like, it represents well. It represents Ghana and Africa well.
Nice. And you guys have anything else you want to say about that?
I like the African clothes and stuff. Not just because it looks super awesome and, like, I can really, you know, I slay this. But also because of, like, the patterns and stuff. I know on this dress I have a lot of patterns that I'm wearing right now. I don't know if they can see. They can't see it.
Of course they can. Well, our listeners who are listening on the radio, they can. But those who are watching the podcast can.
Yeah, because I like this, but, like, I'm more like Huey's sweater because his, he can, like, flip it inside out, right? But it'll still be a different version.
Yeah, you got that kente on the inside and the wildness on the outside. Dope.
I like that.
Anything else?
Do you want? Oh, yes. I would like to talk about Huey's sweater.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. That was supposed to be mine.
Oh, nice.
What?
It was. Okay. I asked no, it was it? She said, yeah, after Huey, you know, I'm just going to give it to Huey for now. Right. But like, you can wear it, you can have it after.
Oh, like a hand-me-down. Like yeah. a hand-me-down. Hey, doesn't remind that.
It's okay.
And after we come from a generations of hand-me-down.
Guys, mm-hmm. it's going to be hand-down to my son. My first son.
Yeah.
Or my first daughter.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of borrow it sometimes too.
Oh, oh yeah. <that's pretty dope. laughs>
Thank you, Nzinga. And Nzinga, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Not really.
No, okay. And Nzinga, and on your end, did you have anything else you want to add about the clothes that did?
I would like to talk about Huey's sweater.
How do you want to talk about Huey's sweater? All your dresses. You have like 15 dresses. You don't want to talk about all the dresses. Your light, your long dresses, your wide dresses. You had two dresses this morning that you were wearing.
Nzinga was like, well, you want to talk about it.
You want to talk about it? Sure, Dad. It seems like you're
mm-hmm. So we get to, like, do a lot of things with my dresses. Like, one time I wore the really fancy one that looked like Cinderella's on my birthday.
Yes, oh, yes. Some big ball dresses, too. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Good. And what do you think about the colors in our African dresses?
Like yours. Yours has a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Mine's. Mine's have a little poofy over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? So the color I have is blue and red and I think this is gold and pink and red.
And you like those colors?
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Nzinga. You're very well spoken. Mm-hmm. And again, so one more time, can I get everybody's ages starting with the youngest?
Oh.
How old are you?
You have to say it in English.
Oh, I'm 5. And Leffy?
Oh, I'm 13.
Mm-hmm. And Finn?
I'm 12.
And I'm 15.
15.
And Daddy?
Wow. My gosh, I'm 42.
Like, oh, Dad, by the way, you want to...
Jeez. Okay, guys. So, all right. So, guys, so we've done the tour. We spoke about the culture, so we have the event coming up. So the event is coming up this week. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to for this coming event that we're doing?
I'm looking forward to the food. I know that. I remember last time we were there, the food was very well. Yeah, it was very well cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the chef. I'm not sure who it was, but it was very good.
Food was lit. Anything else?
And I'm also looking forward to being able to come together and seeing other families that also celebrate Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I feel like that's a cool thing to see. At school, I know that there are not a lot of people that celebrate Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to come together with people with a similar mindset that we all have about Kwanzaa and to be able to come celebrate with them.
Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Anything
else?
Finn? Oh, I always like going to these Kwanzaa like events and stuff because it's not... there's a difference between going and just like it's just like a regular event and like no one really knows like what the patterns are in your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No one really knows. They're like, oh, that's a nice thing, but they don't know it's called a dashiki or some things. So I like being able to connect with the people there and like be able to relate to things.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they said, you know, I like being able to connect with the people there.
Mm-hmm.
I like being able to see somebody be like, yeah, they do the same thing I do, you know, mm-hmm. have some kind of, what's it called? Connection,
right, yeah.
some, mm-hmm. A common ground.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same.
Things in common. Mm-hmm. I like that. And then guys, so we have a party this coming week. Are you excited for the party?
Yep, and we get a lot of toys and gifts and stuff.
Yes, we do get toys, we get gifts, and we play a lot of games during Kwanzaa as well. And you guys mentioned something that made me think. What's it like what's the cultural representation like in school? Like, just in general, like right now, like, you know, outside of just Black History Month, which is normally the time where we could represent Black culture, because you mentioned that, you know, people don't really discuss Kwanzaa and stuff in school, but what's culture like in school? Like, is there any type of culture in school? Like, and if so, like, what is it like?
I would say the culture in school, it's mainly just white people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, their kind of general idea of things. Mm-hmm. So it's like they mainly celebrate like Christmas with their families. But I know a lot of people, what they do is at school is that like they go on vacation every holiday,
right?
Like kind of like to the same place every year, like that's like their tradition kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see that, like, different, like it's a different kind of energy too.
Okay, right. But there's not really much black representation, so to speak, or cultural representation in that sense.
No.
What about Hanukkah and different things like that? Do people come in?
No.
I know somebody who celebrates Hanukkah,
right.
And she seems very connected with her things, but I don't know anybody else other than that one person.
But it's not really... So, in school, the predominant thing is Christmas. Everybody's Christmas. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think it would be like if... Well, first of all, is that... Oh, you have something you want to add? Oh, go ahead, Inzika.
So, like Huey said, the food was very good. And I think a long, long time ago, there was a big Getty dinner that was made by the Wickham families.
Yes. Mm. Oh, okay. Thank you, Nzinga, for that.
And my mom made the spaghetti.
You enjoy it, yeah? Yes, yeah. You're special, mommy. I do have to appreciate Nzinga's just confidence and her ability to completely just take over the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So like I was just saying, just quickly as we're wrapping up the conversation, just to bring some light to the cultural aspect. But I was going to ask you guys, like, in your opinion, would you want to see more cultural representation in your school, or would it make you guys uncomfortable? What would be your experience like? Like, would you want more cultural representation? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like it would be fun, you know, to have cultural representation at our school. Like, for example, if Westcan were to come in and do a workshop at our school, it would be very nice, you know? Mm-hmm. Might get to skip out a few classes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just a little bit.
That's what you're thinking out of this? Like, get to skip class, yes.
Itinga, what happened? Sit down. Sorry, guys.
But, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like it would be fun to show the people who I go to school with what it is that I usually do on a daily basis, you know? And I feel like teachers themselves would be open to this kind of stuff. Like, when you guys told me to give my teacher the Black History booklet thing, she was like, oh, yes. She was very open. She went on the website immediately. She's like, Neftar, can you come over here and help me with this?
Cool.
You know, she's trying to get some cards now.
That's it. Okay, so you guys find that there is a general willingness from the school and from the teachers to get more cultural in the school?
Yeah, but some of them, like... I think they could have Westcan in our school, like, do a workshop or something, but I don't think, not necessarily that they don't want to, but it's not their main priority to get Black history and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like, because it would be cool to see our representation of things, like, for example, like, if they put up different, what's it called, decorations besides Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. Like, we have this, like, huge Christmas tree that's, just, like, the size of a house inside the school, but... Like, I don't see anything about, like, not just Kwanzaa, but, like, even different holidays, like Hanukkah and stuff like that. Like, I don't see any of that necessarily represented inside the school.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it would be cool if that was represented so we could see, like, the different cultures and different people's backgrounds and how they celebrate their holidays.
And because if you think, what's the point of school? School is to educate, right? It's to expose you guys to... you know, different perspectives and different things like that. So yeah, that's not a bad thing. Maybe it's time as parents that we start advocating a little bit more for more culture in the school. I know we do push a lot of the Black Biblio. We would love for more Canadian Black history to be represented in school, but I think it would be a value also to just go a little bit deeper and start bringing some of our African roots and our African cultures to the school as well. So guys, so this is so as we're wrapping up now, this is our Parlay with the People segment. We're on with our junior host, our junior Empower Hour hosts, who are blessing us today. So as we're closing up, I would like to hear some final words from each one of you guys, what you guys want to leave with the listeners. And it would be cool if you guys could also let us know, like, what you guys have in mind or what you guys would like to accomplish for next year, 2023 coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I gave you guys two things at once, but so one, what do you guys have coming up, or what you would you like to get done for 2023?
Mm-hmm.
And just your final word.
Okay. Well, to start, let's see.
Well, actually, wait, hold on. Can we start with the youngest?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah.
So, Nzinga, what would you like to do next year?
When next year?
Next year, 2023.
In January,
I'm single.
In January.
That's my birthday. Your birthday is in...
August 11th.
August 11th. Okay, so let me ask you the question differently. Okay. Can you just say a final goodbye for our listeners and give them some well wishes?
Oh, okay. So, for Kwanzaa, we celebrate Kwanzaa and we get to hold some candles and for Kwanzaa, we can eat some food and put our candles on the table with the Kwanzaa song. Kwanzaa!
Yes.
Yes. So that guys is a little sample of this is Nzinga. So she is definitely also looking forward to continuing to perform and to sing for the people. And she will be doing more shows. And again, she's just reminding everybody what Kwanzaa is about and what to expect from Kwanzaa. So thank you, Nzinga, for that.
Mm-hmm. And
pardon me?
She's still singing the song.
Thank you, Nzinga. All right, so who's next? So we're going in. We're going counterclockwise.
And Neffy's next.
Yes.
Thank you, Nzinga. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start with goals. So my goals for the new year is 1, to become a better singer. Mm-hmm. 2, to become better at doing hair mm-hmm. and nails and makeup because mm-hmm. I feel like that's like hair mm-hmm. in general is like something I'm trying to get better at mm-hmm. just so that like if I ever need to mm-hmm. I have a source of income.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, it's a good trade. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And goodbye wishes, you know. Everybody, have fun with your lives, you know. Have a good holiday times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Goodbye.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Nevi.
Mm-hmm. The goals I have for next year, 2023, is I want to be more involved with the fashion business, modeling business, because, like, I'm really, really, like, interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be interested in DJing, mm-hmm. but now it's like I really like modeling mm-hmm. and stuff. Like mm-hmm. I feel like I would do that when I'm older.
Okay.
And yeah, so for 2023, mm-hmm. I would like to do that and just like do, I don't know, work out or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any goal.
Well, no, but that's already a goal in itself. Like, you know, getting more involved into fashion and getting involved into modeling. That's a thing in itself. So it's like, you know, you don't need to double down too much. You guys are already West Ken. You guys are already, you know, do a lot between drumming and dancing. And then you guys are also junior hosts on the Empower Hour, and getting into fashion and stuff like that. I think that's a pretty well rounded thing. And Huey?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. So, for my goals for next year...
Oh, wait. Sorry. Fen, did you leave our listeners? Did you say...
Oh, right. Well, bye, everybody. have a great holiday break and spend time with your family and the people who count the most in your life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Bye.
Awesome.
Okay. So, when it comes to goals I want to accomplish this year... So I feel like one of the main things I would like to do is just get better at basketball, and just to play at a higher level. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, right now, like, I'm good at the level that I'm at right now, but it's, like, I want to, like, keep moving up and mm-hmm. keep learning new things, like, keep doing training with different people, keep doing, like, my workouts at the gym. Just to, like, take in any knowledge that I really can about basketball,
mm-hmm.
Any training I could do with anyone, just so I could get better and so I could play at an elite level.
Nice.
And to my goodbyes to the listeners, thank you for listening to us on CKUT, and I wish you guys a happy holidays, and again, spend time with your families, and eat good food. Peace.
This has been great, guys. It was awesome having you guys. One thing I did forget was for you guys to share your perspective. But maybe Nzinga could share. Nzinga, what did you think about Wakanda Forever?
Ooh.
All right, guys. It seems like everybody might have a little something you guys wanted to say. I know that was one of the things I wanted to ask you guys.
Wakanda Forever?
Yes.
had to put up the Wakanda sign.
So, the beginning where the Black Panther died, and This is the little white things that turn red, green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty sad when the Black Panther died. I don't know how he died.
That was in the other episode, right? They explained that, you know, he had gotten sick, and then that's how he transcended, and they couldn't save him.
I like the Black Panther movie. It was really like, I like that they made a second one, because for the first one I was like, okay, but the second one I was like, oh my gosh, okay, here we go.
Right.
But I really feel like it would be better.
Let Phenomenal finish. you could say a final word when we're done.
I feel like it would be better. It would be even better if we watched it a second time with mom and dad when they went by themselves.
It would have been nice.
That was for research purposes.
Research purposes.
Okay, we are due to go see it again. I did want to go watch it in 3D.
Okay.
I'm so cheesed.
Did you or Nephi have anything?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I thought Nephi next had it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Wakanda Forever movie, I liked it. You know, I liked the storyline. The only problem I had with it for me was the fight scenes. I found they seemed just a little bit staged. Just a little bit too fake.
Okay, yeah.
The punches and the kicks, it wasn't enough.
I'm not sure if anything landed. There was a couple of times I'm seeing, like, how come it looked like no one actually got hit? Like, it seemed like it was like air punches, right? Okay, good observation.
Yeah.
All right, so you might have wanted to see a little more guts and glory. Okay, I got it.
So I feel like it's the same thing for me. I like the movie. I like the storyline. But I was just expecting a little bit more action, some more fighting scenes. But I also know that the character Zuri, like, she wasn't necessarily big on fighting, and especially now that since she is like the new queen of Wakanda,
right?
The new Black Panther. So it'd be like, I get like, it'd be kind of weird if all of a sudden her character was like a real like fighting person, even though that wasn't what she was in the last movie.
Right, true.
So I guess that's what the directors and the writers were thinking about. So I'm not like mad at it. It's just that, I would have liked more fighting scenes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I heard it. All right. And Zynga, so in closing, what would you like to say? What weren't you finished saying yet?
So, the blue people underwater, they were like pretty cool. Their cave was a little bit scary, and I don't even know how the princess got...
The princess?
When she, like, suffocated. Because she had no more oxygen with the water.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, interesting. But yeah, no, very good observation as well, Nzinga. Very good. Thank you for sharing. So, guys, I am very proud as a parent, as an uncle, just watching you guys as you are developing into young women and men. And, you know, high five to you guys, you know, and I know you guys were homeschooled at the beginning, and you guys, your foundation was set in a certain way. I'm happy to see that the training that we had given you guys and just helping you guys to have your voice has paid off, because I think it did help some watching you guys and watching how you guys could express yourself, watching your level of confidence. This is really I couldn't ask for more. This is really why we wanted to homeschool you guys initially, was so that we could help to just ensure that you guys had a certain self-image, certain self-confidence, because we know we're in a kind of a crazy world, so sometimes it's good to make sure you guys are grounded and you have foundations. So congratulations on everything you guys are doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys manifesting all your intentions for 2023, and our listeners are going to be looking forward to hearing more from you guys this coming year.
Yes.
Blessings all. So, guys, again, wishing you guys an amazing year. As we're wrapping up this Parlay with the People segment, sending you guys peace and mad blessings from the Empower Hour team and for the Westcan and from the Westcan family. Peace and blessings, everybody. Hey. Give us a drum roll out, please, and thank you.
Your homegirl Tammy. You already know I'm not a bastard, but y'all gonna get the word today, okay? Listen, crazy snowstorm as the year comes to an end. I don't know if that is the universe, God, Mother Nature talking to us, you know what I mean? But I do like to read into things sometimes, right? And you know, as this year is ending and the new year is starting, I don't know if you guys have any
you know, rituals that you guys do when, you know, the year ends and the new one starts. But me personally, I always do a yearly recap, right? So I literally go through the last 12 months and I'm just like, okay, what worked? What didn't, right? You know, what relationships do I want to continue in 2023? What relationships, you know, were just pure negativity? And it's like, I don't need that type of energy around me in the upcoming year, right? I think that sometimes we fail to accept, I'll word it like that, we fail to accept that not all relationships, now I'm not just talking about romantic relationships, I'm talking about friendships, I'm talking about colleagues, etc. Not all of the relationships we have in our life are meant to be long-term, right? Sometimes certain relationships are seasonal. And when you don't understand that and you kind of force the relationship, it could be detrimental to your health, right? To your career, to your energy, to your mental. So I encourage you all to do, you know, a 2022 recap, write down, you know, what worked, write down what didn't work, and then prepare for 2023. You know, how are you going to switch things up? How are you going to do certain things? And then you act accordingly to be more productive, to be in a better mental space, to have better energy, and to just really be able to live your life fully as we all should, right? So I encourage you guys all to do that. Now, before I get into the subjects that I want to talk about this week, I want to share a little story because hopefully in 2023, this in the melanated community is going to change. Because personally, the next person who comes up to me and tells me something about my locks or my youngest daughter's locks, I'm going off on them, okay? Now, I live in a predominantly white neighborhood, you know, about 45 minutes north of Montreal. So I'm used to white people, you know, asking questions about our locks. You know what I mean? I have, you know, I have four kids. My two daughters have locks. And my twins currently do not, but one of them did, but now he has braids. But anyways, so I'm used to people asking questions, you know what I mean? And that's fine, you know? I think that curiosity is a sign of intelligence. And I think that, you know, them wanting to know more information is good, you know, as long as, you know, they're not coming about it in the wrong way. Now, I came to Montreal recently, and I was with my youngest daughter. Now, we don't necessarily do a retwist or an interlock regularly. You know, personally, I'll do it like once every 3-4 months, maybe. I like, you know, the kind of quote unquote messy or shabby look. I like seeing my roots. I like it more natural, more, you know, free flowing, etc. And my youngest daughter as well. I mean, she's 6 going on 7. She's had locks her whole life. She doesn't know anything other. And for her, it's just like, you know, her hair, and she doesn't necessarily want it done regularly, right? So I come to Montreal, and there's two melanated women, right, who come up to me, and, you know, we're talking at this event and whatnot, and they're like, oh, you know, that's so cool, you know, your daughter has locks, da-da-da, and I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah, she's had them since she's born, and now they're, like, at the middle of her back, you know, and they're so beautiful and so healthy, and then they're like, oh, my God, and, you know, you too, you know, it's a big change, and I'm like, yeah, you know, the pandemic, I decided to, you know, switch it up and just, you know, go back to my roots, go back to, you know, the essence of who we are as a people, you know? And then one of them had the audacity to say, yeah, but you know what? Like, maybe you should do your daughter's hair more often, and even yours, because it's like so puffy, the roots. You see, who said that my locks and my daughter's locks and then the other person's locks, right, has to be hella tight, put down, slicked down with gel? Who said that? And you see, that's the problem. That's the problem, okay? We are literally so far gone, right, that we think that natural is problematic. We think that natural, right, whether it's natural locks, whether it's just, you know, unpermed hair, you know what I mean, a nice, beautiful fro, whether it's someone who has maybe a little bit more silky hair, you know, that's just natural and, like, you know, the curl pattern might not be perfect. That's natural. That's beautiful. Who said? said that we gotta put a bunch of chemicals in our hair in order for it to look nice. And you see, that's what I'm not with. In 2023, we need to do better. We need to come back to the essence of who we are, y'all, okay? Because personally, I feel like we've been conditioned to so much BS, you know what I mean? Where it's like we literally have to unlearn what white people have taught us. Yes, I'm saying it point blank like that. Those that are white that are listening, don't be mad, you know? Don't be mad. But what you have to understand is that we are taught that our natural state is problematic, right? And then what we do is that we go on and then we criticize other black people, right? As if their natural state is problematic, okay? So we, y'all, okay, 2023, let's make a conscious decision, okay, to really just go back to what our essence is. You know what I mean? Let's explore our essence. It's so far gone that so many of us don't even know what that is. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was having a talk with a friend of mine who's Haitian. And, you know, we were talking and he was like, man, I don't understand because my people used to be warriors. And now it's like, he's like, I feel that so many Haitians have drank the Kool-Aid, right? And I said, but you know what? I said, you can't necessarily be mad at that. And I was like, you have to understand, Haitian people were the first to be freed. They were freed in 1804, right? And I'm like, man, my dad was born in 1942. He wasn't allowed to go to school with white people. So that fight that I have in me, that's like directly, I'm not talking about my great, 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 great grandfather who lived through segregation, you know? I'm not talking about my ancestors, you know what I mean? I'm talking about my father wasn't allowed to go to white people's school. My father didn't get an education like everyone did, you know what I mean? The civil rights movement in the United States was in the 60s. My dad was already grown, you know what I mean? My grandmother was born on a slave plantation down south, and she was literally bred, right? With her cousin, her first cousin, in order to produce my dad, she was 14. Now, I'm not talking to you about my great, 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 great grandmother. I'm talking to you about my grandmother, right? And the fight that I have in me is because, man, my father went through stuff. So he made sure that I knew exactly what my people went through. But someone whose people have been freed since 1804, we have to understand why maybe now, you know what, the Kool-Aid has infiltrated a little bit. You know what I mean? But again, I'm saying all of that to say, y'all, we need to come back to the essence of who we are, okay? 2023, let's do that, okay? Now, I took up so much time just talking about this story, so I do not have much time left. But I really wanted to talk about two very important things. DJ Stephen Boss Twitch, right? We've all heard about it. You know, he committed suicide. He was married. You know what I mean? He had three young children. And he went off 2 miles from his house, which is not far, y'all. He took a hotel room and he literally shot himself in the head. Okay, that's what the reports are saying right now. You know, we do not know what a person is going through, right? Everyone, literally everyone that you come in contact with is fighting a battle that you know nothing of, right? And sometimes it's so easy to get caught up in everyday life because I can speak on that firsthand because my little brother committed suicide at 18, right? And that happened a couple of years ago. I was, you know, full blown in the music business. I was traveling. I was living my best life. I was getting to a bag. I mean, I couldn't be bothered with anything. And we would talk and, you know, he would kind of try and tell me what he was feeling, what he was going through, you know, going through hard times. And I would kind of dismiss it because I was busy living my life. You know, I was busy living my life while then. And it was a really big reality check when my brother committed suicide because I said, man, I should have paid better attention to what he was saying. Even though we spoke regularly, we saw each other regularly, I wasn't really checking in. You know what I mean? And he seemed fine. You know, sometimes he would say some weird stuff and I would just be like, man, maybe you should drop the weed. Okay, maybe you smoking a little too much weed. But in the end, that wasn't it. He was crying out for help and I didn't hear it. You know what I mean? And I didn't hear it because I was too busy in my life. And that's something that I have to live with for the rest of my life. And, you know, I did do therapy because it was a lot. Survivor's guilt was a lot as well. And, you know, obviously I understand that I can't control another person's actions. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I'm saying this and I'm sharing this with y'all for y'all to understand that it's easy to get caught up in our own lives. You know what I mean? I've been there and I lost my little brother. You know what I mean? But it's important for us to pay attention. It takes 2.5 seconds to just really ask someone, yo, like, how you really doing? You know what I mean? It takes 2.5 seconds when you go to the supermarket and you see the cashier and she's a little tired, or even if she has the biggest smile. Be like, yo, you know what? Just wanted to let you know. Thank you so much for the service. Like, you really, you know, you made my day. Your service was really amazing. It takes 2 seconds to speak life into someone, y'all. Okay? So let's make sure that we are doing that in this holiday season. And let's make sure we are doing that in 2023, y'all, because we all we got. Okay? Very, very sad. So condolences, obviously, to DJ Stephen Boss Twitch's family and every other families who have lost members. You know what I mean? Also, Big Scar OD'd on Perks. You know, that's another thing I want to talk about real quick. You know, it's easy to just say like, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing hard drugs. I'm not doing heroin. I'm not doing meth. You know, I'm not doing crack. I'm not doing blues. But they gonna do Perks. And people can OD on Perks, right? And I think that with our children, right? Like, I have a 20-year-old. I have 10-year-olds that are about to be 11. We have to have these discussions because it's easy for the crowd and the masses to say, oh, well, it's not meth, right? It's not crank. You know, it's not blues. It's just Perks. You know what I mean? But people can OD on Perks, you know? So make sure, you know, you guys are just checking out for your people. You know, I understand everybody wants to party every now and then. And, you know, I'm not judging. But at the end of the day, it can be fatal, right? And we don't want our people passing away on Perks. So make sure you look out for that. Have serious conversations, open conversations with your kids. Speaking about serious conversations and open conversations, y'all, okay? I'm going to end the segment with this. Vaccine injuries, y'all, okay? So the Vaccine Injury Support Program, okay, which began in June 2021, y'all, okay, has received 1,300 claims, y'all. Yes, 1,300 claims, okay, since June 2021, okay? Now, the Vaccine Injury Support Program is basically for those, obviously, who have vaccine injuries concerning Health Canada approved vaccines, okay? Now, hear this, y'all. More than $2.7 million in compensation has been approved. Y'all, I don't think y'all understand. More than $2.7 million in compensation has been approved for the Vaccine Injury Support Program, which concerns Health Canada approved vaccines. Now, this program began in June 2021. Okay, I'm gonna let y'all connect the dots in your own mind, okay? But what I will say is this, okay? Govern your own body. Don't let nobody make you feel like you gotta put anything in your body, like you gotta change anything, like you gotta do anything that you don't wanna do, okay? I don't care if they, listen, you know what? I'm gonna end this segment with what my dad, okay, always used to tell me. Now, him again, living in segregation, he always told me, the white man could take your money, could take your wife, could take your kids, could take your car, could take your job. The white man can enslave you, okay? The white man can drug you. The white man can beat you. But what the white man can never do, okay, is take what's in your mind, is take your willpower. You understand what I mean? The white man can never take what is in between, right? Your temples. So y'all, in 2023, make sure y'all are thinking for yourselves, okay? Make sure y'all are seeking knowledge. Number one, make sure y'all are taking your own decisions. Number three, make sure y'all are governing your own body. Make sure you are not depending too much on the government, y'all, because that's how easy it is to control y'all once y'all don't have your own, once y'all don't think for yourselves, right? Now, again, if y'all want to take, you know, 25 vaccines, by all means, take it, right? Take it. If you want to take it, that's governing your body as well. But if you don't want to take it, don't let nobody force you into something you don't want to do, because clearly something's going on here. Okay. June 2021, the vaccine injury support program began. They've received more than 1,300 claims. $2.7 million in compensation has been approved. And this is for injuries, vaccine injuries for Health Canada approved vaccines, y'all. Okay. Something's going on. So make sure you stay awake and pay attention. On that note, y'all, love and light for 2023. Peace.
All right, beautiful people. So we are back. So, well, we have Huey who's continuing with us. We had the junior team on that's blessing us. And now we are blessed to actually speak to the man himself who is behind the organization, our brother Seti. Welcome to Parlay with the People, my brother. Thank you for being on the Empower Hour with us today.
Hotep, everyone. And thank you very much for inviting me here. Thank you, Brother Farrow. Thanks for the nice work you're doing organizing the community.
Thank you.
So as you already said, my name is Brother Seti, Seti Dibanda. Mm-hmm. I'm the Chinuti of AI Canada, Afrocentricity International.
Okay, so now, first of all, you're already dropping science and knowledge on the people. The Sehuti?
Seti?
Yeah, no, you said you are the
Chinuti. Yes,
please
exactly.
Please educate us, my brother. We're here to learn.
Yeah, exactly. So Afrocentricity International is all about, you know, bringing people back at the center of existence. Okay. So it means that, you know, using our own term also for defining us. Mm. So Chinuti, this is a word in Meduneter. It means noble.
Nice. Yeah, right. You see, Meduneter. I'm pure here. They're like, wait, what? What's Meduneter? Sorry, I'm going to deep dive with you. Okay, but all right, let's go. One thing at a time. But just know, we need to know. We need to know. We need to understand. Okay, cool.
We are all here for them, right? That's spreading the knowledge.
That's what we're here for. Okay, cool.
So for those who are maybe not aware, like the Meduneter, this is the ancient Egyptian language, mm-hmm. right? We know that our ancestors are the ones that built all the great stuff in Egypt, right? The nice pyramid, the nice social system and everything, right? Yep. So the Meduneter is the language that they were using.
Aha, mm-hmm. So you're bringing that straight to our roots. All our listeners, you guys are welcome. Mm-hmm. We're bringing you through a little black facts today. Okay, great. All right.
Isn't that Auntie Gina's fight?
Yes, it is Auntie Gina's segment. But she ain't here today, so we're carrying it for her with this segment. So good. Okay, awesome. So, all right. So now, so the term that you're using, again, if you could repeat it.
Chinuti.
Chinuti.
Yes.
Okay. And it means, so you are the...
It's like the president. Okay. The president of the association.
Nice. Okay, cool. So good. So now, so before we dive into the association, let's talk a little bit about you.